If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
Men are likely to do this on a first date to impress women.
Is it you were showing dating. Up?
Showing up.
I mean, that's step one.
That's half the battle.
The least you can do. The least you can do. It's actually, and I know we've all been through this, the whole food thing on the first date. Everybody has some sort of like weird anxiety about it. You don't want to eat, or you don't want to eat too much, or you don't want to eat anything too messy.
That was a total thing for me. When I was dating, I would, the first three dates, I would exclude all food altogether. Because I have this phobia of eating in front of people that they're going to judge the way I eat.
What?
The way I, yeah. So I would never eat, I would just avoid all food altogether. Our first three dates would be, you know, go for drinks, do an activity, do something outside.
We're not eating. Were you worried that that would backfire? I mean, what would, like, did anyone ever call you out on it? Say, why aren't we eating? Or if they said, let's eat because I'm hungry?
No, there's plenty of other cool things you can do.
How horrible, how much of a monster are you while you're eating that you don't want to eat in front of people?
I eat food like it's the first time I've ever seen it.
Oh, God.
Like they just invented it.
Okay, well, this new study actually found that men are oftentimes like sort of romantically motivated to want to eat meat when they're feeling in a romantic or sexual mood. Okay, it could actually increase a man's appetite for meat. So they said more often than not, men will order meat on a first date, even if they're not the type of person who would generally go out and order like the biggest steak on the menu, to appear more attractive to the opposite sex. And this goes like way back, right? For our ancestors, meat was really hard to find. It was difficult to prepare. And it was a way that men showed off their status to women if they could make meat happen.
Yeah,
you know?
Cavemen would come back with a whole buffalo and the women would be impressed.
Exactly.
And now all we have to do is order it from someone.
And pay for it. Yeah. So, Sam, you don't eat, Andy, during first dates. Sam, during first dates, are you more likely to order something that I guess you would consider manly? I hate saying that because it sounds ridiculous. But.
I'm not shy. I will eat what I want to eat. And, I will always eat meat on first date, like, without hesitation.
Okay, are you judging the woman you're dating for what she may or may not be ordering?
Kind of, yeah.
How?
Well, I mean, I don't want any finger foods. I don't want to see, like, fingers on the food because you have to assume that everything is to share also, right? And other than that, I mean, like, I'm cool with nothing too stinky, you know?
Nothing too garlicky.
Yeah.
What if it's something really unhealthy? What if she orders, like, a really unhealthy meal?
Oh, for sure I'm judging.
You're judging?
Yeah, or no. At least I want a disclaimer. I want her to say, like, I honestly never do this or I never order this, but I heard this place is known for their, you know, chicken fingers or their, you know, fried fish or something. But if, like, your first instinct is just go for the greasiest thing on the menu, I don't know. To me, I'm going to, like, I have some questions.
I think that's totally hot.
Go for it. Really? Go all in.
I want to know how many days a week this is happening behind my back. I mean, again, first impressions. You're questioning everything.
As in you want to control her food intake all of the time?
No, I just want to make sure that I'm not dating someone who's, you know, a junk food junkie.
Okay.
You know?
What do you think when you're on a first date and you're ordering? Do you judge the person for what they're ordering? And do you pay attention to what you're ordering as well so that they don't judge you? You can text us at 92925. I would order the steak. That's cool too, right?
Absolutely.
And beef is an aphrodisiac as well, so I hear.
Okay. We got a text from Liz. It says, Sam needs to get off his high horse. When I'm on a first date, I am more concentrated on what I'm doing than judging the person for what they're eating, for God's sake. When I get on a first date with my husband, I just wanted to know what kind of person he was, not kind of food he's putting in his mouth, so stop being so shallow.
I just think you can tell a lot by a person by what they eat, how they eat it, you know, the choices that they make on a first date. It has to be calculated.
You can also tell a lot about a person by what they judge other people for. Am I right?
Right? Okay. Yeah. It's a two-way street. I'll accept that.
Liz is awesome. I love her.
Me too. Christine, what do you think?
It's not so much what they eat, it's how they order it.
Uh-huh.
Like for example, no onions, that's one thing. But if it comes back and it's like, excuse me, there's no onions, like with attitude, I'm like, it's how you treat people too. It's not just what you're eating.
So true. That would be a deal breaker for me. People who don't speak to the waiter in any sort of respectful manner, that makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, they're not beneath us. They're doing their job just like we would be doing ours.
Totally.
Hanger is a real thing, though. You know, sometimes when you're in the moment, you're very passionate about the food that's
exactly.
being served to you.
And it says a lot about a person how they act when they are hangry. You can't be rude.
If you mistreat the wait staff and I'm with you, there's no date number two.
It's over. Yeah. Also, you just got to sort of like try to keep the food in your mouth. Like if it's fallen all over your face and like manners at the table.
Are we speaking from experience here?
Multiple times.
Been on a couple bad dates for
sure. It's a trend.
All right. thank you so much for chatting with us. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
I think 99% of Montrealers on our text line at 92925 are saying eat what you want.
Yeah, or just do what I did. Don't eat until, you know, I didn't eat till I got married on our wedding day. That's when Kelly saw me eat for the very first time.
Did she go? Because then she couldn't leave. She
resigned her documents.
With me now.
Yeah.
The worst.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, so Delta Airlines is under fire for a new promotional idea that they had that left a lot of people on their flight feeling creeped out, quite frankly.
This was a fun little idea that went way south way fast.
Exactly. What they did is they handed out Diet Coke napkins, okay? They did this promotion in conjunction with Diet Coke, and it was U.S. flights, and they handed out these little napkins that invited passengers to give their numbers to other people on their flight so that they could flirt during their flight time. So, like, one of the napkins said, be a little old school, write down your number and give it to your plane crush. You never know. And another one said, because you're on a plane full of interesting people, and hey, you never know. And then there was a space for you to scribble out your name and your phone number. So obviously people started complaining on the flight and on their social media. Immediately they were like, what the hell is this? What's going on? And the airline has since had to apologize. They said, you know what? I guess we were missing the mark with this matchmaking promotion, and we're truly sorry for anyone that we offended.
I mean, I guess it was a kind of a cute little idea that they were trying to pull off, but what did they think was going to happen? You're just going to have a lineup of couples waiting to use the washroom to join the Mile High Club?
No,
I mean, was that what they were hoping for?
No, that's not how flirting works.
It kind of is now.
On Tinder?
Yeah. I am not mad about this. I think it's kind of a cute idea. You know, if there's single people on the flight, you're near Valentine's Day, and I do think even if you're not single, like, you can have, we should be talking to our fellow humans more often. So often we go through our lives acting like we're just in our own little bubble. I know we're all guilty of it, right? And I love when we're on a plane and we're surrounded by people, like, have a conversation. Strangers make my day all the time.
I want to be left alone on a plane.
Know you
I just,
do,
yeah. You know, I got my headset on. I'm watching a movie. I got my cocktail. I don't want to engage. So I have to worry about people like flirting with me and hitting on me and dropping me napkins on my
I don't think you would have to
tray.
Worry too much about
that. Oh, okay. Good shot. I mean,
well, yeah.
Maybe if everyone's single.
You're just insinuating that you'd have to beat the ladies off. That's what you just insinuated.
Please. I'm watching a movie. Can't you just wait till
it would just be a steady stream of napkin papers coming at Sam.
That's what he said, right, Andy?
That's totally what he said. Look, I can't deal with all the attention.
If everyone on the plane was single and ready to mingle and it was known beforehand that this was going to happen on a flight, then yeah, sure. But if only half of the plane is on board, no pun intended, with this idea, it kind of makes for very awkward scenarios, and you never know the person sitting next to you if they're married or not. I mean, and people don't deal well with rejection either, right?
We don't as humans, but this would be a great exercise in that, you know, because we have to do better at dealing with rejection. We should be the type who you go out and you respectively say, Sam, would you like to go on a date with me? And you're like, no, I have a girlfriend. That right. shouldn't crush me.
But in real life, once you tell me that, I can walk away. When you're stuck on a plane, there's nowhere to go. You're stuck with that person for the next hour.
My whole life in high school was me dealing with rejection, but I was able to just move on, go home, go to the next class.
I just feel like it's kind of like a face-to-face Tinder in a plane. You can't really go, you're right, you can't escape.
Yeah.
But plane rides get boring. And as a single person, I'm like, I'm speed dating on a plane. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
You need a Diet Coke napkin to write your number down. If there's someone on a plane that catches your eye, take the cocktail napkin and write it down yourself.
Oh, no, I'm going to be too nervous.
Oh, okay. But because it's a Diet Coke napkin, everybody's doing it. It's okay.
I said we shouldn't be afraid of rejection. I didn't say that I am not afraid of rejection.
Right.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go. The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
This is the season. Roll Up the Rim is back at Tim Hortons. Andy, you're the new guy, and you're the only one who actually drinks coffee every single morning.
Ah, I can't believe you guys don't drink coffee. I need it.
I had to give it up.
Really?
Me and coffee had a real love-hate relationship. It's like a bad ex-boyfriend of mine that I go back to like every once in a while, but then I remember why I stay away.
Coffee and I have been having a love affair for about 20 years now.
Okay, so Roll Up the Rim is back, and Montrealers are kind of being called out on an Instagram page for a bad habit we have here.
Yeah, the Instagram page is Tim Hortons_trash, and it's all pictures of just different Tim Hortons products being thrown out onto the streets of Montreal. And I guess the point is it's not to bash Tim Hortons at all. It's actually to shame Montrealers and just kind of remind them, hey, you know what? Just because you lost that Roll Up the Rim, don't throw the cup out in disgust.
Darn it. Good point, I guess. They've got a good point. I actually saw there are a couple of girls, young girls, one 12 and one 16 years old from Calgary, and they're challenging Tim Hortons to roll up the rim for the planet is what they're saying, and they want the coffee chain to introduce a fully compostable or recyclable paper cup. So good for them for considering that, asking them to consider that story.
That would make sense. I mean, I feel so guilty every time I'm obliged to throw out a Tim Hortons cup because you know you can't recycle it, you know? Sometimes it's wishful thinking. You put it in the recycling thinking maybe it'll skip through and they'll, you know, put it in the recycling, but alas, it cannot be.
Yeah, no.
The plastic lining just is not.
So have you won yet on Roll Up the Rim then, Andy? Because
no.
I'm going to miss playing Roll Up the Rim.
Okay, well, I'll play for you, and if I win a coffee.
I get half.
Sure, yeah. I haven't won anything yet.
Okay.
Not yet. But I heard that a lot of Montrealers, they win a lot here in Montreal, so.
In Quebec?
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky. Mm-hmm. Lucky, passionate people. Absolutely.
This is one of the contests that does apply to Quebec, so we're very happy to have you.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.